Hi there, and thank you so much for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Charlotte Kniep. Unfortunately, a very prevalent issue in our society today, especially among kids and teens, is suicide. I've actually known a few people in my life, both at school and at church, who have chosen to do this, and it is really, really difficult for everyone involved and everyone who knew them. Well, Dr. Greg Hudnall is an expert on suicide prevention, and he has counseled with many suicidal children and teens and their parents. He's also worked as a high school principal and is a consultant to several LDS church leaders on how best to deal with these situations when they are presented. So he's very, very familiar with this sad epidemic. And one of the most important things that Dr. Hudnall says that we can do as parents to help prevent more suicides is to talk to our children about the issue. And this is one of those conversations that can be difficult and even really uncomfortable, but it is so, so necessary to have, especially starting at a young age and to have it often. Well, recently, Dr. Hudnall sat down and shared some tips with the Mormon Channel on things that parents can do to have these conversations with their children and to offer them help if they need it. Something that he pointed out is that parents don't want to talk about suicide with their children because they feel like it will give their children ideas. But he says that's just not the case. Kids are aware of suicide. They know that it happens. They realize it's in the news. But they also need to know that it's something that you're aware of and it's something that you want to talk to them about because you care about them. He also said it's important to point out that people, especially teens who commit suicide, don't want to die. They just want the pain to go away. And they also don't want to feel alone and like they're the only one who is suffering with this issue. So when you do have these conversations with your kids, it's important to, according to Dr. Hudnall, first of all, be honest and upfront with your kids about the issue and about your own worries and fears. And to number two, don't preach to them, don't lecture or place undue pressure on them. Your role as a parent in this situation is to ask them questions in a private, calm way, and then to listen to their responses. He also says that it's important to talk with your kids about constructive ways to deal with frustrating situations or people or emotions. And then he says it's important to realize also that sometimes the pressure and the depression that kids feel comes from parents or school or a culture, and that when that depression is left unchecked, those are the things that can lead to suicidal thoughts. So we need to remember that our kids are kids. They're not expected to be perfect right now, and they're still very much learning how to be functioning humans, and eventually they'll learn how to be self-reliant. But right now, as their parents, we need to express to them that they don't need to be perfect and that we'll love them just the way they are. So outside of these conversations, and outside of these conversations about suicide with our children, Dr. Hudnall says it's important to just be aware of the different things that we can do every day to foster healthy communication about suicide. Number one, he says, is to be aware of the example that you're setting for your kids of how you choose to deal with anxiety or stress or difficult people and situations. He also says it's important not to allow our kids to have access to their cell phones or computers alone late at night in their rooms. That's often when a lot of really heightened, emotionally charged text messages can be sent back and forth through teens and their friends, and it really just ends up weighing them down. He says we also need to be able to watch for warning signs in our kids or their friends, even at an early age, if suicidal thoughts might be starting to enter the picture. He says that if your kids start talking about wanting to die or thinking that people would be better off without them here, those are some pretty serious signs that a conversation needs to take place with them. He also says that we need to watch and see if our kids are withdrawing from friends or family activities that they used to really enjoy. He says to watch out for changes in mood swings and their temper expressions, anything that's really out of the ordinary. And then if you do notice these things, talk to them one-on-one and ask them point blank, have you ever thought about hurting yourself? They need to know that you care enough to put your own discomfort aside and say, this is important enough, we need to talk about it. So even if you don't suspect that your children or their friends are struggling with depression or suicidal thoughts right now, it's important to let them know that this is a huge, real issue that can happen anywhere at any time, and that they're always welcome to come and talk to you about this or any other issues that might be bothering them. They need to know that you are a safe person to talk to, a person who's not going to judge them or lecture them when they talk about these sensitive issues. And if you'd like to hear more about Dr. Hudnall's remarks on this topic, you can check out the Mormon Channel video series, Gospel Solutions for Families, and specifically the episode on suicide. And all of that is available on mormonchannel.org and on our app. All right, we're going to close our episode today with a very appropriate quote for this issue by Elder Ian S. Ardern. And he said, "The greater the light in our lives, the fewer the shadows." And I hope that as parents, we can be a light and a source of light and truth for our kids, especially as they're dealing with depression and emotional problems and even suicidal thoughts. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.